Texte numéro 78. Stop telling us to switch off. We live in a digital culture now. I left my house without my phone the other day and couldn't be bothered to go back to get it. Sure, I can be totally disconnected for a day, I thought to myself. It'll be good for me. It's a long time since I've been phoneless. It's not as if I'm a teenager who feels her phone to be a necessary limb, is it? It would surely mean that I would be truly in the moment, not distracted by social media froth, not needing to know the news as it happens, unable to answer emails or text. Instead, I would be in the world, communicating deeply and authentically with it. I wanted to say that everything was more meaningful now that I was no longer elsewhere, online. I wanted to feel the moral superiority, or at least maturity, of those people who proudly announce they don't do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in the same way they once would have announced they didn't watch TV. Actually, nothing much happened, except I had no clue what time it was, and I realised I have no memory of anyone's number or address anymore, or any idea of where I was. But I managed. The best thing was that I probably read more of my book than usual. That's it. While accepting that there is simply too much information, that we can get hooked into bad habits, there has to be another way of thinking about all this without the stop the world I want to get off model. 10 years ago, all sorts of people were giving fairly apocalyptic warnings about where this online dependency would lead. We were warned of depression and detachment, of a world where no attention could ever be sustained. We would no longer pause or reflect. All of us would just be looking for instant dopamine hits online. And yet, it seems very few actually have opted out, and that opting out is something of a privilege. We no longer use phrases such as digital natives, because now we simply live in a digital culture. All the eye-rolling over teenagers having an umbilical attachment to their phones is somewhat pointless, isn't it? It is possible to accept that social media may cause anxiety and unhappiness, and that those networks do not often work out equally. But we surely have to move away from always opposing the real world to the online world. They are integrated. These huge shifts have reshaped the presentation of self, who and what we have access to, the boundaries between work and leisure, the very concept of privacy. It has happened. Simply telling people to switch off from a bad thing is unrealistic. Adapted from The Guardian, May 2016.